T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
All right, welcome to a special edition of the Five Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard. Evan Jenkins across the microphone. And Evan, man, oh man, just when you think that Tom Izzo is washed up and times have passed him by and his recruiting classes are, he already had Jeremy Fierce coming in, point guard. Top 4-star kid. A lot of people like him. I think he's like one of the top 50 players in the country. Over the weekend, he signed Xavier Booker. Now, depending on where you look, Xavier Booker is number one, number three. ESPN has said that they're going to reevaluate and later this month, and he's going to be dramatically shoot up. He's a top 5 player. He's top 3 player in the country. And 6'10", 6'11 kid, plays power forward, center. And he said it to MSU. This is a major pickup for Tom. His highest ranked recruit ever. That's including Jaren. That's including Miles. I think maybe going back to Kelvin Torbert.
Yeah, that was even before ratings like that even came out.
Right. So, yeah, they're picking him up. And it was funny because I remember real quick the first time I even saw him, because he was very off the radar. He is not your conventional kid where he does the entire AAU circuit. As a matter of fact, Izzo and a lot of coaches were watching him like playing this other basketball tournament like while the Peach Jam was going on. He wasn't there. He was someplace else. And it was senior day last year, and everybody's down on the court, and, MSU had just won the game, and, it was right after all the ceremonies, and this tall kid comes out the stands, and I remember asking, asking DJ, he was the coach then, like, who was that? And he was like, oh, Reek, you slipping, man. You don't know who that is? I'm like, I have no clue to who that is. He was like, and then he started laughing like, nah, man, he's off the radar kid, Xavier Booker, and he started giving me the backstory. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I go look him up and start watching some stuff. Like, okay, yeah, he's got some nice moves to him, a little, handles for a big man. And all of a sudden his stock just started rising.
Yeah, I would say it's the last like 6-7 months that he's really gotten the national attention. But you know what? And it's good for a kid like that who's loyal to the schools that first started recruiting him, understanding where he came from and what they saw and everything like that. You got to answer the big question, and it's probably the first thing that I asked you about it. Will he actually play at Michigan State?
Yeah, he will, because you just named it. He is a loyal kid.
Okay.
And when he says he's going to do something, he does it.
Okay, because I know even Fierce, he's playing with a pro team this year, but he's not taking money so he can keep his eligibility to go to Michigan State, which is, like, really cool that he's doing it to get that upper, just competition before he gets to college. Mm-hmm. is pretty damn cool to see. I mean, we've talked about it on this plenty of times where I always make fun of the Macomb Five. But when you up your comp, it's going to make you better, period.
It is, but, Booker, he could have played on any AAU team, and he was like, no, I'm sticking with this coach and the coaches that helped me when I was really nobody. Izzo and that staff, they have been following this kid for years, and he believes in loyalty. So, yeah, I was asked, well, you know, is he going to go play for the G League Ignite? It would be so out of his character to do something. So, no. Signing day for basketball comes up in November. I fully expect him to sign. I fully expect him to he'll be at Midnight Madness come next season. Not this upcoming season, but come next season, he's going to be there because, yeah, he's a different breed. He may be the last of kind of the old school type of player.
Yeah.
But he believes in loyalty, and MSU was loyal to him. You're going to have that marquee player. You got Fears. You're going to – it's almost going to be like the second chance for Izzo. I don't know what this year is going to bring. I told you, I think Pierre Brooks is going to be the surprise. If anything that he does in Moneyball translates to the season, I mean, he took the game seriously. The last time I was up there watching him, Pierre Brooks was just like, you know, he was – like he was intense. He was locked in. This was beyond fun for him. This was personal. Oh, by the way, the five-star zone team is in second. They finished second.
I saw the second seed on tomorrow night or Tuesday night. They're doing that.
Mm-hmm. And too bad you haven't made it there.
Is the question, like, with Booker, what are people going to say? Izzo somehow still going to get criticized about this, and you know that that's going to happen. So let's say his first few games, he's 10-7, right? And, well, he can't develop. He can't. And it's not even, like, about that right now. It's about, at first it was Izzo can't recruit anymore. He can't get these top players in the nation. But you and I have talked about it at length that, you know, somebody like A.J. Hogard was ranked higher than Jaden Ivey at the time. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on how you look at these ratings and what you do with it. Where, you know, I expect A.J. Hogard to take a big, big step this season with confidence and more playing time and, you know, better shape and everything like that.
Oh, A.J. is not short on confidence.
No, but he'll never be Jaden Ivey, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, we're still taking – like, one day I would like to see these recruits actually judged – by college coaches, and not like, I'm not knocking the people that do it, but you and I looking at a basketball game is different than a head coach of a D1 school looking at a basketball game, if you get what I'm saying.
Right.
That I would like to see ratings from like those coaches, how they would do it. But even then, you wouldn't get the honesty because some school would want this kid and they'd knock him down, so the ratings go down.
You sandbag.
You know what I mean? It's just such a silly game that we play, and it's like, just but wait till it
but
happens.
No, but here's the thing. When it comes to especially basketball, man, is just all of a sudden a kid hits a growth spurt or something changes, and their game just takes off. You look at so many guys, and, you know, they weren't the same person that they were a year ago. And, yeah, it's just – something clicked. They got better. And the guy that, you know, that was the can't-miss guy ends up staying for 4 or 5 years because, well, he wasn't as good. He peaked in high school and never got any better. Happens all the time.
Absolutely.
So, and then another name kind of rising up from the blue is Garrick Normand out of Texas. He was on an official visit to Michigan State this past weekend, and he's another guy who could. He's a top 100 kid, 4-star, small forward, 6'6". A lot of movement, man. It looks like Izzo's trying to solidify this class and get as many as he can. Devin Royal, kid, he's close to committing. I think he's set to commit tomorrow. I think that's going to probably end up being the Buckeyes. I don't think the Michigan State's going to get him, but you know, bringing in this kid out of Texas, he's that shooter. A lot of people have compared him to a Matt McQuaid type of guy. I get it because he's from Texas and he's white and he's 6'6 and he's a 3-point shooter. But he can do more than that. But I think that would be a great pickup to bring in this guy, because right now it's just pretty much Fears, and now you got the top player in the nation. So, you know, Devin Royal is out of Pinkerton Central in Ohio. I think he's going to end up staying at home. I think he's going to end up staying with the Buckeyes. But there's still a few more names out there. There's a kid out of South Carolina that Michigan State is looking at as well. this could end up being a pretty good class. I don't think it's highly overall rated as that Miles Bridges, Josh Langford, Nick Ward, Cassius Winston class, but I think this class could be compared with that class. We just got to wait and see what happens. But, yeah, that was big news, and, of course, it happened while I was on vacation.
Oh, yeah, because I sent you the text early in the morning that he said he was announcing that Saturday afternoon, kind of a weird time, 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. But, I mean—
And I couldn't get coverage, so I don't know when you sent it, but all of a sudden, I guess I was close enough to the border in Canada. That was, like, New York. I was picking up the New York signals in my phone. Okay. Buzz. I just assumed you were sending it then. If you said you sent it in the morning, then it was sitting in queue for about a couple of hours.
Yeah, it's crazy because—and let's be honest. How many big names have we sat and watched, you know, from the Jabari Parkers to who's the kid, the big kid that went to Duke last time, the Vernon Carey Jr.?
Right.
You know, these kids that state's on their radar, but in the back of your mind, you always thought that he would go somewhere else and just so happened to be Duke with those two kids. But, I mean, all those crystal balls and everything had him to Michigan State, like, by Thursday of last week. And it was like, okay, well, they're hearing something. And then 2 days later, he's like, I'm committing. So I was pretty sure then and there that he was going to go.
Well, yeah. I mean, for Xavier Booker, yeah, everybody always had Michigan State favored. But he was going through the motion. And I think it was, from what I heard, it was down to Michigan State and Gonzaga. A lot of people are like, he's going to go play in the G League. I don't see this happening, folks. I know you're skeptical, and I can understand why, but no, I think he's going to end up playing. Michigan State, it was the loyalty factor. It was the fact that Izzo was there when nobody really was in on him. Nobody was really recruiting him that way, and he wants to come and play, and, yeah, chances are he's going to be a one-and-done, and if he doesn't get injured, that, yeah, you're going to get 1 year for him. And I know, you know, people, well, he's going to ruin it. He's going to do this. Yeah, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen.
Also, I'm pretty sure that, you know, Jaren Jackson's doing pretty good in the NBA since, you know, he ruined him too.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Jaren, yeah, he ruined, like, yeah, Jaren shows up to MSU all the time. He loves it there.
And he would have come back if it was up to him. Yeah, he would have been a Spartan another year.
People are just stupid. They just find things to complain about. But, yeah, Michigan State picked up huge commitment in Xavier Booker. Number one on Rivals, I think number three on 247. And ESPN says they're going to have him ranked very, very high. But, yeah, probably the top recruit that Tom Izzo has brought in. So, good for him. All right. This was going to be quick. But, Evan, we may be back later on in the week because I think it's a couple other guys at Michigan State could be picking up stuff from that Spartan Dog Con that they had over the weekend.
I know. Can we get tickets next year?
I tried. I'm trying to get a T-shirt. Then again, you probably won't show up at
no,
the last
those cons,
minute.
I show up.
Yeah, you didn't show up to Moneyball. Anyway,
but I showed up to Comic-Con.
For Evan, I'm Rico. Thanks for listening. Make sure you keep subscribing to the 5-Star Zone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.